When you think of great bands from Manchester, you automatically think of Take That, who are just brilliant. But they're not the only ones, you know, because there's also The Oasis, who are still around after all these years. Led by lead singer Neil Gallagher, The Oasis were formed years ago, when Neil was working as a carpet salesman and decided that Shagpile wasn't really for him. So he set about doing something a bit more inspiring, and the rest is, well, history. Their first ever gig, weirdly, wasn't in Manchester, but was actually up in Scotland, when they played in a pub called the King of Tuts Woo Woo Hut, which sounds like my sort of place. I love woo woos, me. And fortunately for them, they were spotted by Debbie McGee's first husband, Alan McGee, who came up to them after the gig and said, "You're magic!" and signed them instantly on a 12-album deal. It was at this point that Neil's mum, Peggy, asked Neil to let brother Liam be in the band, because she thought he could do his funny monkey dance and do some singing as well. Knowing that his mum wanted to get Liam out of the house, Neil said, "Okay, Mammy, why not? Tell our kid he's in the band. Nice one, top one sorted." When he's not writing songs, Neil Gallagher loves to get back to Manchester to cheer on his favourite footy team, Manchester United, at their pitch, Old Trafford, which is so called because it was built before the new Trafford Centre, which, by the way, is where I got this top, 120 quid for designer. Bargain. Manchester United manager Sir Alan Ferguson is a good friend of the Gallagher brothers, who also like to hang out with fellow footy fans Mick Hucknall and Gemma Atkinson in the city's trendy Canal Street district. I've been there, it's great. Neil Gallagher recently caused a storm by asking Glastonbury organiser Michael Beavis to put Vanilla Ice on as a headliner in the main tent. I don't know what all the fuss was about, because I love Vanilla Ice. I think he's wicked. And the other news is that The Oasis are about to play a series of gigs on Wimbledon Centre Court, now that the tennis is finished, which sounds great! So we'll make sure we ask him all about that when we meet the man himself, right here, soon, only on The Chris Moyle Show, on Radio 1.